glory. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Come out, Lord, from among them. Thank you for the amazing grace you have given this year. The amazing, amazing grace. Holy Spirit, we want to give you thanks and to honor you today for the revelations you have brought down from heaven to us, for opening the Word in unprecedented ways this year, for giving us understanding and counsel and wisdom in the culmination of this phase of our calling. We thank you and honor your presence, your leadership, your guidance. Be pleased with us. Dwell with us. Help us. Help us. Help us all. As we approach the living doorway, we come up the steps into glory. Come before the living doorway of the temple. We are aware you are this door, Lord. By you and through you we enter in. Through this glory we step in. We step into the pavilion of grace, the throne room of grace. I see the arched ceilings with the murals. I see the pillars. I see the red carpet. Every step we take, we're washed in the blood. We come boldly into the throne of grace by the new and the living way, consecrated by the veil of your flesh. We draw near now. Come to the throne, full of glory, full of grace. We surrender spirit, soul, and body. We present our body to the winnowing fork that is in your hand, the separation of its passions, of its weaknesses, of its infirmities, of its nature. You separate it, and its effects upon our spirit, you separate it from us, dividing out the chaff from the precious wheat, dividing the chaff, separating the chaff by the two-edged sword, dividing asunder the three parts, crucify this old man, buried with you in baptism, planted together in the likeness of your death. The soul, the mind, emotions. We present our mind. We present our soul under the authority. Be humbled under your mighty right hand. The winnowing fork separate the anxiety of the mind. Separate the anxiety of the soul. Separate all distraction. Separate thoughts, feelings, unsanctified thoughts and feelings. Separate the sensual, worldly thoughts and feelings. Separate all things that bind. Cut the cords that bind. The ties that bind, sever the cords, sever the ties. Let us be loose today. Let our heart be freed. As we present our heart to you. We present our heart and the eyes of our heart. Be circumcised. Circumcise the eye of our faith. Circumcise the eye of our heart, that it be single, interwoven, singularly interwoven into you alone. That we see no one else, that we see nothing else. There be no distraction in our heart. Separate all distraction, all double-mindedness, all double-heartedness. The eye of our heart, we consecrate to heavenly focus, divine focus. Father, grant the eyes of our heart the spirit of wisdom and revelation concerning Christ, the Alpha and Omega, the majestic glory of Christ, the dispensation of the crown for which Christ has been crowned. The doorway, we ask you to flood the eyes of our heart with light today. Pure light. Flood the eyes of our heart and faith with light. That our faith be focused, consecrated, and single, purposed. We submit our eye for heavenly purpose. We submit the eyes of our heart for heavenly assignment, heavenly purpose. For it is in you, Lord, we live. It is in you we move. It is in you we have our being. Clothe us all. Raise your shield around us. Raise your glorious shield around all of us today. Like a fortress of glory, you surround us. Like a high tower, you position us far above. Clothe us in thine own self, Lord, in your righteousness. Put off the old garments. Like a coat, we take it off. We put on the light. We put on righteousness, a robe of pure white. We put on a robe of pure white, glowing white, righteousness, pure righteousness. We dwelleth in your righteousness. We dwell in you. We dwell with you. Father, grant us all dunamis, great measures of dunamis, administrated by your Spirit to our inner man, that Christ may rise in us, that Christ may have ascendancy in us, Christ may govern our heart today. Christ may be the governor of the heart and mind. Interwoven now as a basket, we interweave our heart into you. We interweave and interlock the eyes of our heart upon you. We fix our gaze upon you. Our gaze upon you, the Father's lily, pure, perfectly at rest, emanating glory, emanating fragrance, emanating grace. We enter into you. You surround us as we're dwelling in the midst of the pure grace that's greater than Solomon's. Clothed in perfect rest. Perfect peace, perfect stillness, where the soul has been dethroned, is being dethroned, where grace is rising in us, grace is multiplying in us, grace, peace, light, being multiplied in us. Pure grace. Pure rest is clothing us now. Pure rest overshadowing us. Pure grace flooding into our heart. Lifted up into stillness of heaven, where no flesh dwelleth. The soul does not boast. Perfect submission. Perfect grace. Perfect rest. Perfect peace. Be clothed. Be overshadowed. Be fixed upon Him. Clothing our bodies, clothing our soul, clothing our spirit, clothing our mind. Let the grace emanate and release into our spirit. Let the grace release into our soul. Let the grace and the glory release into our body. Let the rest release. Let the rest overshadow. The rest fill every part of us. In the perfection of rest, we cease from all our toil. But we do in this place no flesh glory. We cease from our toil. We cease from our labor. We come out of the world dominated by the sweat of the brow. I'm clothed. I'm filled. I'm overshadowed. Lifting all the heaviness now. Lifting all the burdens from every heart in this house. Lifting. You'll feel burdens lifting right off of you right now. You'll feel heaviness lifting off of you. You'll feel darkness lifting. You'll feel the weight lifting. Weariness lifting. Heaviness lifting. The yoke, bondage lifting. The heavy ladenness lifting. Grace resting on your shoulders. Peace multiplied. It is here. You always take me up, Lord. It's here I always go up to the Father of lights, Father of love. It's here overshadow us. Hold us, Lord. Hold us in the embrace. Hold us in the great embrace of light, the great embrace of power, great embrace of glory. Hold us in your great, strong embrace. Be thou a great shield around us. Oh, the strength that's in you. There is nothing that can pierce these walls. Hold us in light. Hold us, Lord. Hold us all. Lift us into new places. Grant light. Flood our hearts with light. With stream. With focus. With compass. Come before this glorious door. You are this door, Lord. You brought us to this door this year. This was the year you brought us to the door. The doorway, this ancient door, that's so full of glory. It's so full of heaven. The doorway to the throne room of the Father. John passed through this door. Isaiah passed through this door. It shook. When the seraphim would say, holy, holy, holy. The door to the holiness of God. The doorway. But the dispensation of the crown, place where this lamp, Father, that we've carried so many years, this lamp, Lord, you're the only way to the Father that is to come. You're the way, the truth, and the life. It is through you and by you that we shall be summoned to the throne. Our rightful place as heirs in the dispensation of the crown. You set before us an open door. this door to your crown. You that has the key to the house of David. To the crown of David. You sit upon his throne. In the dispensation of the crown, you will crown your church. We come to receive the forerunner crown. We stand at the door. Watch. Blessed are our eyes. See. Blessed those who watch at this door. Waiting at the post of this door. Watching for the day and the hour of our commission. Forerunner crown. Stand at this door. This lamp has brought us here. It showed us the way. It had to be a lamp to enlighten a very dark path, one that could not have been discerned with natural senses, one that would have never been found with the most intelligent mind. Only the lamp you sent it a long time ago. To light a pathway. To bring it to this glorious doorway. For within this door, this lamp actually transforms to a crown. The crown has been with us all the time. Embedded into the lamp was the lamp that brought us here. At the throne of the Father, it will transform to a crown. The seven eyes that have been with us in Revelation will be with us to execute dominion in the earth. Stand today with this lamp. We set it into this doorway. Awaiting its final destination. The throne room of the dispensation of the crown. It longeth, it calleth, it speaketh. You sent it for this purpose, and it will not return to you void. It has accomplished that which you have sent it for, to light a pathway to this door. This amazing door which we stand in the Psalms 37 inheritance of the heart. We fret not over the things that are going on in the world. It's not our place. We trust in you and what you're doing. We trust in you and where you have led us and what you have led us to do. With all of our heart, we lean no more to our own understanding. We lean no more to the things of the world. We lean only on you, Lord. We stand at this door with full trust and full reliance. And full faith and full acceptance. In rest, the lilies have been carved into this lampstand. Every candle, a lily has been carved as it is sat in the garden of the lilies. The carved works are in it. Stand in this place full of rest. We delight ourselves in you now. I found the place I could carry these heavy, weighty things with joy. It used to bury me. Now it's my delight. It used to be a sore burden. I did not know how to carry such heavy things. Now it's not I that carrieth, but you. I delight myself. I've come into the delight, the joy of faith. Faith working by joy, working by rest, working by grace, working by love. I commit this lamp to this doorway today. It's our final corporate prayer, Father. We together set this lamp into this doorway to say thank you for the journey. The world may not know what we're doing. Most of the body of Christ doesn't know, but we know. You've given us eyes to see. We set this lamp into this glorious doorway. We commit it to its purpose, Lord, to its final destination, the voice of a trumpet calling us through, the voice of a trumpet calling it up to the Father that is to come, calling it through this dispensational door to be commissioned. The throne room of the Father, the highest commission there is. Commissioning of the crown that rests inside this lamp, embedded into it, a mystery beyond mysteries that has come to full light. We commit it. Knowing you will give us the desires of our heart that have been forged through carrying this lamp. We rest now, Lord. We do not fret. We have no anxiety. There is no doubt, no unbelief surrounding this lamp. Just rest. Pure rest. Pure grace, pure love, pure unadulterated faith. We wait now patiently upon you. Blessed are those who watch at this door, waiting at its post. Blessed are our ears that hear your voice saying, come. I know we'll hear that voice. I know it. I know this lamp calleth. It speaketh. It yearneth for its final destination. The throne room of the Father. Seven lamps burning before the throne. The culmination of this mystery, I give thanks to you and I pour it out into this door. I pour out thanksgiving, Lord. I've cried so many tears of joy in this door. I finally found its place. It shall not return void. It will accomplish all things, Lord. All that you've intended in everyone in this house. We recipients of its full glory. operating and walking in omnipresent omniscience, executing dominion in the earth. Bringing forth the final stone, the crowning stone, the capstone, the headstone. This is our hour, Lord. This is our hour. This is our day. This is our door. We are here to stay. There is nothing that can peel us away from it. Though it may come, it does not have power to beset us and remove us from our purpose. Father, I'm asking now to crown the intercessors of this house who have labored and taken this journey. Grant forerunner grace, forerunner glory, a heavenly taste of those things that are to come. Grant the closing out of this year to be full of glory, Father. To be full of glory. To be full of grace. To crown our year in goodness. 10 days left, Father. Any day we could hear that voice. We live in great expectation, but with perfect rest. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for Anna that has stood by me. Thank you for Pastor Chuck. Thank you for all and everyone that has stood. Keeping the arms raised. Keeping the focus. Staff. Thank you. I am this year, Father, with thankfulness. Great thankfulness for all that you have done and shown. It's been a fruitful year in the right hand of God. Though people can't see it, they're going to see it, Father. They're going to see it. But the intercessors of this house know what made it happen. They will know when it comes. They will all share the reward of it. Father, we live. Coach Tom, command that infirmity to lift from his body. Send forth your healing word. You restore equilibrium and balance. Restore his body to wholeness. The spirit of infirmity that has fought him all his life, we break its hold over his body now. And the claws over his mind, we command them to be loose. Chris, you awaken him, Father, from sleep as you awaken Lazarus, and him come forth whole for all to see, mind, body, soul, and spirit intact. Let him rise, Father, and be healed. and the family of Carolyn Silva, Father. Let your wholeness send your word and heal. Send your glory and restore. Send blessings out of Zion, for a crown will soon be in the earth, and Mammon will all know it. All too well, Mammon has seen the authority and dominion of that crown, and yet again it will execute dominion. Amen. Forever, amen. Amen. Forever, amen. We leave this lamp in this door. Let it speak all the day long. Let it call forth for its final destination.